Greetings. This is Nigeria Anderson on UrbanBuzzMag.com. I have Adam Spreeman on the line with me. Adam, say hello to the people.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Yeah, man. Listen, he has an EP out called Liquid and it's Hot Fire. Adam, tell us about this EP project you have going on.
Well, it's like you said, it's an EP, and we started it a while back. Probably, I'd say about a year ago, we really started to buckle down and really come out with some great content. I've written all the songs on the personally, solely. And we have one of the songs, or two of the songs, are actually circulating, Post the Child and Bad Habit, and they're getting quite a bit of attention, particularly Bad Habit. We actually made it to Billboard, and we were on Billboard for 10 weeks. I think at the number 6 or 7 spot. Which is really, really cool just as an artist to be able to write something from your heart, you know, put it onto an EP, and then it just takes off and goes the distance. It's been tremendous. But Liquid is really fun. It's a really upbeat, tempo, like, exciting, just solid musical piece. I mean, it's really, really, really awesome. I love it.
Now, give us a little background. How long you been in the industry, and how did you decide to begin this independent project?
Being a part of a professional industry, because as a kid, you know, we always played music for crowds and, like, did shows and stuff. But actually bridging the gap and being a professional artist that was, like, you know, working to make money at this and make a career on this, I'd say it started probably 4 years ago, 3.5, 4 years ago. I've always done music, I've always played music, I've always loved music, this has always been my dream. But when those things actually started to happen for me, I would say we're about 3.5, 4 years ago.
And what sparked that?
Just passion, you know, just looking at your life and realizing that this is what you're truly passionate about, this is what you truly want to do. And so you just kind of keep digging, and all of a sudden you hit that oil, and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, this is happening, this is awesome. Hmm. And that brings us to now, you know.
You wrote all the songs, right?
Yep.
What is it like creating music? What is that like? You can describe.
Ecstasy. It's incredible. It is. There's a moment, and I call it the bedroom moment, with every piece of music that I write. I don't know if this stands true to everybody, but this is how it works for me. Is there's just like, you ever hear something or see something that's just so gripping and so, like, inspiring? It just kind of makes you drop your jaw and you get chills.
Yeah.
When I'm writing, that's what I'm looking for. That's what I want. That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to feel. That's what I want to be. So I don't stop. So I get that moment with every song that I write. And that stems from when I was younger and writing music. My dad would tell me, don't write songs, write hits. Put everything you have into every piece of music you write.
Wow.
And it changes the perspective, because a lot of times people will write something, it acts on my best work. I can literally tell you that every piece of music that I write is the best that I could do with that song.
And you can hear it. For real. You're not even, and I want you to just, you know, be confident in this conversation. And, you know, if you want to brag, brag. Because honestly, you really can hear it in all the lyrics. Your voice is amazing. Octave tones. You know, while I was listening to it, I felt like one of the panels on The Voice or something. I was like, bing, I'll take them, you know.
Thank you so much. That, and you know, compliments like that, you know, growing up, I had to really temper, you know, the ego, because I grew up in such a competitive environment. Everybody was so much better and so much bigger and so much smarter and so much faster. And, you know, I could sing, but this person, like, that lives in my house with us or that I've met or that I know can better. I could write, but this person could write better. So it was so competitive. So when you had something, you know, you would just take that and you'd be like, yes, I finally, I'm king of the hill. Really for a day,
right,
but
right,
you always
right.
Learn how to be humble and teachable, and so I appreciate those compliments. It's like crazy honoring. Like, I feel so honored to just hear that, and for somebody that does this and knows music and
right.
Talks to people on a daily basis, you know, I'm trusting that your opinion is great, you know, and that's super appreciated.
Yeah, you know, I always say, really always listen for a sound, and I hear a sound in your head. You talked about, you know, you doing music and then you hear someone and their song is great or, you know, their voice is better, but you don't want to be the smartest one in the group. You know, if you're the smartest one in the group, you got to get a new group. And it's those times are just actually inspirations to make you great. They're just to pump up your muscles, keep you on your game. You know?
Right. And that's what it is. Like, my best friend just won last year. He won the Guitar Center competition, like the national competition that Guitar Center has for singer-songwriters. And I grew up writing with him, you know, in tandem. We were in a group together when we were younger. And that was just if that gives you any type of, like, caliber to see where it come from, that's where we come from.
Right.
And it was just wild. You know, my other friend was, like, producing movie stuff for Bruce Willis. And it's just crazy. Like the spirit of friends that I grew up with, and that's what you're right. You're never the fastest, and you're never the strongest. Maybe for a day, like I said, but then they strive, and they get farther, and then you do strive, and you get farther. It's just
right.
So amazing. In that environment, and I would really encourage you are around people who like just push you.
Right.
They would, because those people are the ones that make you great. The people who say, you're a little picky.
Right.
You could do a little better. Those are the people you want to be around, because the butt kissers and all those people.
Right. They're not gonna tell you the truth. You know. They just
nope.
You know. I call them the bandwagon people. They hear your talent, they know you're talented, and they're just waiting you to get on, and they're asking you and telling you everything is great, and you're not really at your greatest, you know? There's still more. You talked about your dad, and that was great that he said continue to write hits. Whatever you're going to do, do great. And I understand he's a pastor, correct?
Yeah.
And how great is that, that he allows you to, you don't have to do gospel because your dad's a pastor, that you can just do music. And I mean, to have that kind of family support and spiritual support. Talk about that a little bit so people, other PK kids know that it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. And, you know, something that my past, something that I believe in, where I come from has helped me do is stay grounded.
Mm-hmm.
I don't plan on making it and then my life blowing.
Exactly.
But I plan on being able, focused. I plan on behaving, being integrous, being honest, being noble.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I plan on. Because when you grow up in that environment and we're so quibbled out when you're 18 and you get all that stuff out of your system and you realize, wow, being a man is way more impressive than being a boy.
Ooh.
And making good decisions is way more impressive than making bad decisions.
Okay.
Anybody can make a decision. Not everybody can make a good decision. A person with character and integrity and honesty with a good heart, with focus, those are the people who make good decisions. Those things are harder to acquire. That's why less people have those qualities than bad qualities.
Right.
So to me, growing up in an environment with a dad who was very hard. I mean, he wasn't an easy guy. He wasn't a butt-kiss by any means. I would bring him music all the time, and he'd say, nope, that's just not good.
Right. Good stuff.
That's the wrong key. Don't put it in that key. It's too high. You know, that kind of stuff. He remembered that. He would be that opposing force that constantly honed me in. But later, you know, 10 years later, you start to look at your past. You just say, oh, my gosh, thank you so much for doing this. And the same with me as a man.
Right.
He would say, you know, why would you do that? Why would you make that choice? And it helps you because now when we're in the place that we're in and things are happening,
right.
I'm a good character. Because I have good character, I can say, you know, I see the choices you're making, and that doesn't qualify for the team. I'm sorry.
Wow.
And that keeps us safe. So it's very, very awesome to be where we are and doing what we're doing. And I can honestly say without my dad, without my mom, without people like Antonio, I could not be here today. I just couldn't. Because you need good people in your life. I feel like that's what this is really about right now. It's so funny because every interview is different, and this one is just, it's so crazy. The people must need to hear this, that, you know, good people are so crucial to success.
Absolutely.
It's incredible. So.
Now, who are some of your inspirations, music? If you have any. If you don't, you don't. But if you have any, share.
Dave Matthews, 100%. He is just one of those people I look at. He's a phenomenon, in my opinion. Probably, he's so hard because Paul McCartney is an incredible writer. I look at most, I feel like a writer more than an artist, more than a singer, more than a singer or a performer. Even though I can sing and I can perform and I love doing those things, and when I get those moments, I just soak them in and they're great. But I spend more time writing. Paul McCartney, even though he's performed, he's like noted for his writing. And Dave Matthews is the same way. The lyric meter and the melodies and just the way that he comes at a progression, the way that he comes at time and how he bends his voice around every single note and just makes it so flowy and perfect, all by design. I honestly think that his quality is just, it's gorgeous. But, you know, you take people like Freddie Mercury. I've been really inspired by him. Journey, really inspired by him, their band. My favorite song of all time is by Elton John, Benny Majette.
Okay.
That song is incredible. He's another one. He just, they come out with this stuff that's just euphoric. It's like, how did you write this?
Yeah, Benny,
you know?
Benny and Jess is euphoric. It is.
I mean, you listen to that song, and you can't help but be there with him, sitting next to him while he's playing it on the piano. It's like, how did you do this? And it's just insane. He's just incredible. Elton John is incredible.
And it's timeless. Vinny and the Jets is timeless. If they started rotating it again on the radio, the new generation would be like, ow, that is hot. And we'd be like, really?
Yeah. And, you know, that's just an incredible song. I fell in love with a new singer. My favorite female vocalist was Adele forever. Okay. And then Miley Cyrus came out with this song that she did with Ariana Grande's Backyard Session. Found it on YouTube. And then she became my favorite singer. I mean, there's a tone in her voice. It's like this Southern girl kind of low tone that just, like, literally blows my mind. So I listened to that, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is it. But then there's a new artist out, Maren Morris, I think it is. And she sings The Middle with Zed and the Gray, I think they're called, Gray. And, oh, my gosh, I just absolutely fell in love. I was like, yes, this is it. But it's, you know, like you were saying earlier, you're just looking for something.
Right.
And that's what I think is so crazy, like, charismatic about music is that every day is different.
Right.
And even in the day, every hour is different.
Sure.
Every moment of your life deserves song, deserves sound, itself. So it's like, you know, people want to say, well, are you competing with this person, or are you competing with this person? It's like, there is no competition. There's so much space out there. People think the market is saturated, but every day there should be a new song. Every day there should be a new person expressing how they feel about life. Like, it should just be what it is, and everybody should get to enjoy that. That's what it is for me. It's like, you know, I can't compete with Dave Matthews because I don't have Dave Matthews' experiences and life and his feelings and his gifts and his ability to have my own. So even though I really enjoy his music and myself and he is himself, and together we'll feed America and just let him just hear the melodies that are in our hearts, you know?
Exactly. So now entering into the business part, the music scene, what lesson are you learning or have learned to push you along that will be your key to how you make great music?
I think right now, I've learned three really important things. Work hard, then work harder. And then I would say after that, don't trust very many people. You have to trust some people because the industry is full of people. And you can't get anything done if you do it all yourself.
Right.
But be very, very, very careful who you trust. Because there's a lot of people out there who are great people and they mean well. And I'm not talking about just scam artists. I'm talking about people who believe they can do something that they can't, or believe they can take you a place where they can't. You want to make sure that you set yourself up for success, and you want to make sure that the people who are fighting for you in your corner have the same vision and the same goal that you have for every music video, every song, every production, everything. One quote that always sticks out to me, two tigers cannot occupy the same mountain. Your life is your mountain, and you are the tiger. If you are occupying it, and you are the one calling the shots. If you don't call the shots, and you want somebody else to call the shots, that needs to be detailed out. That needs to be said. Otherwise, there's going to be so much confusion, and everybody's going to be unorganized and unfocused, and nothing is going to get done. And then, as an artist, being extremely emotional, you're going to feel withdrawn, and it's messy. The best thing to remember is just to stay focused, work hard, and just surround yourself, again, with really solid people who share your vision. Because vision in this industry is everything.
Mm. So which instruments do you play, and which is your favorite?
Okay. I play guitar, bass, drums, vocals, obviously. And then I love piano. I can play a little bit. And I love the trumpet. I can't play it, but I try. So that's where I am. My favorite instrument is so hard. It's so hard. It's a dead tie between the bass and singing. If I was better at the bass and I could play bass as well as I could sing, it would be the bass. Because then I could express myself. I sing without bass. I think it's so funny that music is so empty without low frequencies. And so you have this simple instrument that literally without it, it just feels like all music is broken. So it's just so crazy to me how just something so subtle and something so minute creates such a big impact. And I think an instrument that is that powerful deserves recognition.
Absolutely.
And so for me, I spent a lot of time learning bass and learning, you know, just how it works so I could enjoy that and deliver that in my own music.
Right. Now, you talked about voice. You have a great voice, great sound. How do you keep yourself vocally trained?
I sing all the time. And I literally have never stopped. I sing at work. I sing when I'm writing music. I sing, you know, whatever I'm doing, I just sing. Whether it be, you know, at the studio writing music or at the studio doing vocals or, you know, playing, learning how to play bass and just constantly singing. One thing that I can tell you at the hip, if somebody asked me, like, Okay, what would be your one piece of advice to keep your voice in good shape? Water, sleep, obviously you need that. You need a decent diet. Try to have somewhat of a controlled environment. But start small, you know. Don't wake up and scream at the top of your lungs.
Right, right.
Vocal cords, like, really need time to warm up. It's like a car motor. You've got to give them some time to warm up. And then obviously I do some vocal exercises during the day, regularly, just, you know, whatever my vocal exercises are. It'd be kind of funny to do them over the phone, because they're pretty goofy. But, you know, just little voice exercises here and there. And that usually loosens me up. And then limit your talking. Talking wears your voice out more than anything.
What?
Yep.
So I should sing during this interview?
And one thing that's really funny is, like, if you ever, like, try to whisper and, like, have a conversation while you're whispering, like, 4 or 5 sentences in, you literally feel like your vocal cords are, like, going to break. Because it's just the way that it works. So, like, talking isn't a place in your vocal cords where you can do it regularly. But if you do it a lot, especially, like, in cars where it's a little louder, or, like, places where you have to talk a little bit louder, mm-hmm. you'll wear your voice out really quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with the open market, there's room for Liquid and Adams Freeman. What's next for you? With all this digital technology, the market is really open.
Right, yeah. And there's tons of bass. Like, you have all this crazy, awesome environment and culture on Instagram, and then you just flip over and you have all of this environment and culture on, you know, Facebook, and then you have SoundCloud. There is so much content that's being produced, but so much content is being consumed. So, like, somebody today... You know, like I just remember my dad would come and say, like, oh, this album was my favorite album for, like, 3 years. And I'm like, dude, that song is, like, my favorite song for 3 minutes. The difference is, like, there's so much content being like, put out there. But I feel like there's so much space for everyone to share, because for just, you know, 1 minute they like this, and then the next minute they like this, and the next minute they like this. So I feel like being aggressive in this culture and being aggressive with it, and just having enough guts and enough heart to just put yourself out there. It will catch fire, you know, because those people want to hear what you have to say.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I enjoy the lyrics. They tell great stories. Production is great. Project is great. What sparked these songs? And I hear one theme. The theme is love. What's going on with you?
So love is, like, for me, I've always been a very, like, lovey writer. I just love writing about love. People can relate to it, and if I'm going to showcase something, I want to make people feel good. I want to help people connect. I want to either bring somebody and say, hey, listen, I went through this with like, a person, and I know you're feeling it too. Let's like, connect on this level. Or, like, hey, I went through this, and it was great. Let's connect on this level. Like, I want to be that kind of artist. But I've always been inspired. My girl is the same character. She is incredible. I love her to death. And she just does things, and it's like, that deserves to be in a song. Like, you have to be in a song. So, like, that habit was written about her. Post-Cal was written about her. Friendzone was weird, because it was, her influences were in there, but it wasn't written about her. I just had this catchy, like, and I was like, I want to write a song about this. I just sat down and did it. And sometimes, you know, like, once in a great while, you'll get one of those, and it'll just be a freebie. You know, Who Do You Think You Are? That one was definitely written about her. I really like that song because it asks the question,
right.
But in that, it's provocative. Like, who do you think you are? You need to write this. We've all been there.
Right.
With, like, a person that you, like, you see or you know, and they're making you feel all type of way, and you're like, oh, my God. Like, who are you? Like, how do you do this? Like, a wizard? Like, what is going on? And that just, like, really creates, like, I like that song because it creates that question that everybody asks all the time, you know? And so, like, that, and it's just little things like that. And each one of those, you know, Bad Habits kind of got a sexy vibe.
Right.
And Poster Child's got, like, this weird, like, vibey, like, intimate, kind of, like, personal kind of feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Who Do You Are, it's kind of like, let's just get in my car and, like, just be all, like, introspective and drive and just kind of, like, with the windows down and, like, feel the wind in my hair kind of feel, you know, like,
yeah.
In California or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it makes. And then Friendzone, super hype and, like, you know, it's just a hype song. And obviously Moving On was a super emotional song for me because of previous experiences.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled from. And so when I was writing that song, it created kind of like this portal into my past, and I was like, wow, this is really intense. And so I wrote it out. And then we kind of softened it up with the production, because when I started out on the acoustic guitar with that song, it was just a sad song. But every song has a base, and love is so huge. Being love, loving others, wanting love, needing love, looking at other people's love. It's just like there's so many aspects to it that, we may write a lot of songs about love. That's because it's so important and it's so big.
When I was listening to it, I was thinking to myself, when I get into a guy's car, I'm always like, one of my, now it's public, but okay, I'll go ahead and share. You pulled it out of me, Adam. When I get in a guy's car, I'm always cognitive of what he plays on radio or, whatever digital outlet. Whatever he plays in the car, I can determine what kind of guy he is. So hint to the guys who are listening. If you want to impress a girl, you're really going to have to get Adam Spearman's EP, Liquid. Download it, buy it, get it. And when the girl gets in the car, you have to play it because the lyrics is just the best. I get tired of hearing love songs that's just so over the top. But, you really express yourself genuinely, and it's very authentic, and it comes across. And I want to say thank you.
Yeah, you are so welcome. And I appreciate that because there's a huge misunderstanding that love, and I'm going to go there just because.
Go there!
But love and sex are the same thing. And I tell you, there are times when they can share that space, but wanting to take somebody home and just wanting to do whatever and doing that kind of stuff, there can be love there and there can be that kind of thing. But when you're talking about intimacy, when you're talking about looking at somebody's eyes, feeling their heart, feeling their soul, and having that connection and that passion and sharing that, and not only in the moment, but in history. That is powerful. That's different.
Right.
That's my music. That's why when I write about love, I don't feel bad. Because if every single song I was writing was, I just want to take you home tonight. I just want to have a good time. Let's do whatever. That's chill. Whatever. If you want to write that, you can. But I'm looking for that connection.
Right.
I've always wanted that. I've always wanted that. And that's something that, my girl's given me. It's something so intimate and so just natural, it creates this place to even write from, but to live from.
Mm-hmm.
If you're with somebody and you have past and you have history and you connect on multiple levels, the stuff that is drawn out of you as a person is unparalleled.
That's right.
And as that journey keeps progressing and that road keeps unfolding and things just keep going, it's like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. This person is incredible. I feel incredible. And you have your ups and your downs, which is
right.
Why we have different kinds of love songs. But when you work those things through it, and I just encourage relationships. I love relationships. I just found out, and just huge shout out to my best friend, Jess. She just got a new girlfriend. I was like, oh my gosh, I just got so happy because it's like, dude, I love it when my friends find somebody that they can connect with, find somebody that they can be intimate with, find somebody that they can, share life with. Because I have that, I want everybody to have that. Because I hear that, I want everybody to experience that. And I do feel like a little bit in the music that happens,
Yeah, it really does. If you could write a song for someone, who would it be?
I could write a song for anyone. Oh my God. Jesse J.
Who?
Jesse J. With Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj. She's one who does just a crazy run in there. I've always wanted to write for her. I think that my style, because of how I write, I always hear top octave and I always hear top melody. So it would really pair well with where her voice is positioned because she sings very high. I mean, she has an incredible range, and I love to write around motifs. So when an artist is going to do a motif, Teddy Watt does that thing, that little piece that he does. That's what a lot of artists will write around because it creates continuity in their music. So I like to write around that, and I feel like stuff that me and her can sit down and do would just be freaking magical. Oh my goodness.
That's great. What are some of your hobbies outside of music?
Ooh, working. I like to, I'm always working. I'm a businessman. So I like to produce. I produce for some local talent. And then I like to do real estate. I love property and the concept of buying and selling property is incredible to me. And just a lot of odds and ends stuff. I kind of just keep myself busy just doing whatever comes up that day, I remodeled my bathroom. And just random stuff, and having cool phone conversations with people. It's the life,
Right. Express how it feels to write for yourself and then write for others.
So when you're writing for yourself, you know what you can connect with. Because you know yourself pretty well. At least I've done a lot of introspecting. I know myself very well. But I know that I'm not going to connect with a song where, like, maybe somebody was writing about not having a good father figure. I could write a song like that, but I can't relate to that because I didn't go through that.
Right.
I might be able to find something else in the song to connect with, and we might be able to share a moment together. But writing for myself, I cater to what I know I've experienced. Writing for other people, it scraps you because you don't know what they're looking for. You don't know how they feel. You don't know what's going on.
Right.
So you could write about dogs, and somebody could be like, oh my gosh, my dog just died, or my dog just won the Olympics, or whatever the case is,
mm-hmm.
and somebody could connect that. So I think really, for writing for myself and writing for other people, I would prefer to write for other people because it's less pressure. But it is because I'm a perfectionist. So whenever I write for myself, I'm like, that's beautiful. But I'll sit there and work it if I finally get it. You know, writing for other people, there's no pressure to connect. There's no pressure to really feel it out. Not that you don't write songs that don't have any connectivity in them. It's just what you're looking for as a performer. Something that mentally you can go to that kind of opens heart so you can sing from your heart rather than singing from your mind.
Liquid is a great project. I look forward to more great music from it. Let the people know your social media handles and how they can tune in to you.
Okay, so most people are way more social media savvy than I am. SoundCloud is huge right now. We have a lot of streams on SoundCloud. That have it. And then Instagram is a good one. Facebook, Twitter. And then we've got our website up. And you can just type in streamingmusic.com and I'll pop right up. And you can also look us up on YouTube. We have a couple different little things going on YouTube. Soon, we will have a music video coming out. We are very, very excited about it. You know, for people just to get to see my face and see kind of how my personality is and soon will be great.
What's the website again?
Streamingmusic.com.
Well, Adam, thank you so much for letting us take part in your media outlet, man. And please, just keep us in the loop. You know, once a media partner, always a media partner. We're here for you. You know, our doors are always open to let us know about anything else you do, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, so have a great day, and we'll hear from you soon.
Okay, you as well. Thank you.